Hi, this is Pat Fraley. This book positively begs to be thumbed through. For you younger readers, to thumb is old school for to scroll. I recently thumbed it myself, and my mind is brimming with handy terms and subjects of which I am shockingly ignorant. Why is this a good thing? Because now I know I can circle back any time to find the knowledge and information I require. If you are as uninspired by the legal world as I am, buying this book may seem like buying a book on root canals. The good news is that it may not help you avoid a visit to the dentist, lawyer, if you get my simile. The visit will take less time because you're prepared. And believe me, time is money with lawyers. Seriously, Rob's book is valuable in any number of ways, but two stand out to me. First, as I mentioned, you can thumb through it quickly and note areas to look over immediately or return to later. It's well organized. I love the question and answer sections, which are loaded with useful general information. If you visit a lawyer, you want to spend that precious time dealing with your particular issues, not the basics. Believe me. Second, I believe this is the first and only book specific to the strange and wonderful world of voiceover legal and business matters. That in itself makes it essential. Given my lack of interaction with the law, asking me to write an introduction may seem like asking Justin Bieber to write an introduction to an analysis of J.S. Bach's Later Partitas. I'm an actor, though, so I can convince myself I'm perfect for any role. Actually, I am perfect for this. I am reasonably sure that I supplied the voice of a lawyer on a Scooby-Doo episode. I have experience. Experience, by the way, is not the best teacher. It's the slowest and often most costly. 26 years ago, I entered into an agreement with a syndication company to license a radio mystery series I had voiced and produced. With no idea what I was getting into, I went to an expensive entertainment lawyer who had come highly recommended. It turned out this was like going to the Pope to find out where that evening's bingo event was to be held, and it cost me many thousands of dollars in legal fees. You could call that my tuition to the University of Lawyer. I learned some fundamental lessons about agreements and the definition of words like indemnify and non-meritorious, and I graduated into the voiceover industry smarter but poor. If I'd had access to Rob's book, I would have been smarter and richer. Do you see how cleverly I returned to the subject at hand? This book has already shown me good ways to avoid costly trouble over legal matters. As you continue your voyage through the turbulent waters of the voiceover business, and never forget that it is a business, you can't help but benefit from the mental post-its you'll make that refer you to this handy and manageable research resource. One word of caution. You may not want to follow Rob's advice down to the last letter. I don't. If I did, I would probably be frozen with anxiety and would avoid the occasional risks that have helped me make a living and be able to afford legal services if I need them. Good lawyers, like good insurance brokers, point out the potential problems that may occur as a result to our actions and choices. It's up to you to consider the realistic probability of the various scary scenarios Rob offers in the book and how dangerous they may be in a particular situation. I mean, do you really need a rider to your homeowner's insurance that protects you from squirrel attacks? But even if you choose to ignore specific advice or seek another opinion about a complicated situation, Rob's opinions and knowledge of show business offer a great window into the world of managing your voiceover legal and business issues. In 25 years, I've had to seek legal advice only once, from Rob, in fact. And no, I didn't get a deal. He has practical experience working with performers who are generally ignorant of legal matters and generally without money. We're all gypsies, after all, who hunger for nothing but the chance to perform, and we need succinct information about the things we really must address and usually loathe. Rob is not a gypsy. He is a grown-up. We need them. I have made one deal with Rob. I will not give legal advice, and he will not attempt duck voices. My hope is that your legal troubles are few and your duck voices many. This book may help. May God bless your efforts.